Our guest on our program today from YSS, Savannah Strahan, a prevention coordinator, works mostly in Story County, but joins us today to talk about prevention services from YSS. And Savannah, good to meet you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
This is our first time having you on the radio.
Yes.
Give everybody a little bit of information about yourself. How long have you been with YSS?
Yeah, so I've been working for YSS for 2 years now as a prevention coordinator. I primarily do our substance use prevention services.
Okay.
And I'm originally from Michigan and made the move here 3 years ago now.
So, again, the prevention part, substance abuse prevention primarily?
Yep.
Okay, and I know that's an ongoing issue. Let's talk a little bit about in just that part, but mostly youth-related. Who all are you working with?
Yes, I'm mostly working with youth. My curriculums we have for ages 3rd grade all the way up to 12th grade.
3rd to 12th?
Yes, so there's
a
big gap.
We start at 3rd?
Yes, we do. It's very basic, though.
Okay. Just information, and again, mostly, is it a lot of educational things? Or
yes, so our 3rd through 6th grade curriculum, the first 5 lessons are mostly about what I like to say basic life skills. We're teaching about peer pressure, how to manage and cope with your emotions when they occur, and then in the later lessons, we kind of build those skills into drug-related things. So if you have peers that are pressuring you to use substances, how can we use those skills to avoid using them?
Okay. So how do you deliver the information? I mean, do you go to individual schools? How does it set up?
Yeah, so it varies from the school district, depending how big they are. But give or take, my lessons are usually about 10 lessons long. So I'm typically there about once a week teaching these lessons in the classrooms.
Okay. At different schools, how many? Mostly you focus on Story County,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm mostly in Story County. This spring, for example, I'm in Ames Middle School. I'm in Ballard East Elementary School. And then I'm also in Colonesco Elementary.
Well, that'll keep you all over.
Yes. Okay. I travel quite frequently.
Okay. So do we have somebody in Boone County that handles the same kind of delivery, or how is it structured?
Yeah. So my funding restricts me for Story County specifically, but we have gotten some opioid settlement funds, and we are slowly trying to start more one-time presentations in Boone County.
Okay. So is that the big thing? You focus mostly on opioid, or is it all kinds of... It just sounds like it's all kinds.
So with that settlement money, we are able to focus on basically any type of substances. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be opioid specific.
Okay. But it's delivering that prevention information.
Yes.
And getting it out there. All right. Well, we got that part. No, I was curious. Again, just because I know there's several different areas in the prevention category. And so substance abuse prevention in particular is... Recently, we visited with Joe Hill and talked about behavioral health. And which one's coming first? Is it a mental health related one, or is it a substance abuse issue that's coming up?
That's a tough question because they really do go hand in hand. I would probably say substance use first, but some others might disagree because they are kind of tied together.
So when you're doing and delivering the class, and I'm guessing, again, you mentioned 3rd grade all the way up to 12th grade and stuff. I'm guessing alcohol is still one of the big factors that you're trying to get out information about?
Absolutely. In Iowa especially, alcohol is definitely one of the top substances that most of our population uses, not just in youth, but in adults too.
Okay. It's an ongoing challenge.
It is.
What others are showing up? And I mean, when you said 3rd grade, I'm going, wow, that's awfully early. But I do remember programs, many years ago, they talked about, again, especially peer pressure and stuff at the younger age. And it does get down into the elementary ages, surprisingly, it does.
I would say other substances, though, among youth specifically, vaping is a huge ongoing thing right now. The appeal to youth is those fruity flavors that are out there. And then the misconception people have of vaping is better than cigarettes, too.
Oh, misconception. Not necessarily.
It's all, not necessarily true. No.
You're inhaling it, again, the materials too. With
yep.
It. That, I guess, would be, and are there age, what are the age limits for vaping for young people? Is it still like 21? Or?
Yep, 21 okay. still. And I find it fascinating when I'm in the schools, even in middle school level, a lot of them still think 18 is the age to purchase these products, but it's not. It's still 21.
Still 21? You gotta learn. Those are the things you learn. And then just the different schools. How many young people have you worked with going through all of these? I don't need an exact tally, because it seems over the last couple of years, if you're going to that many different schools, that's a lot of young people.
It's hundreds of youth, for sure.
Do they ever come back and say, oh yeah, I had you for class when I was... you know, 2 years ago or
in
something
in the
like
hallways
that.
Yes, I am to that point where some of the youth notice me like, oh, you're that lady.
You're back.
Yep.
Huh? And which class are you doing this time?
Yep.
Does it progress as you get older? Or do you still have the basics, the peer pressure, the things like that?
The older the youth get, yes, we do talk a little bit more serious about certain substances in more detail, but we still try to bring those basics back in.
Still got to have those.
Yes.
It's like a spiral, isn't it?
It is.
Got to keep bringing it back to them, too. Where do you see this going as you expand within what you're doing in Story County? And we know we're looking to get things started up and do more presentations here in Boone County. There still is substance abuse prevention and information available. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of the delivery of it, I'm guessing.
Yes. So I would love folks to just contact me if they ever do want me to come do a public presentation, whether it's for a youth group. I'm more than happy to do presentations to adults, too. That's one thing we're working on in Story County. I'm on vaping specifically, getting okay. the word out to parents of vaping and what they need to know for their child.
These are the things. Does YSS still do the where you walk in, or do we have the thing where you take a look at a room? Or I think they did that.
Oh, hidden in plain sight.
Hidden in plain sight, yes.
We are working on hopefully getting a trailer here in Boone County. That is one thing we're hoping to get.
So that's always interesting. Big surprise for a lot of parents when they go through that.
Absolutely. And these vaping companies are getting more and more clever with these hidden products, like highlighters they're disguising as vapes. Stuff you wouldn't necessarily think of being a vape is a vape now.
Wow. So you work mostly with giving this presentation, but like you said, adults, how important it is to tie the parents in and get more adults aware of some of the issues that young people are dealing with? Because a lot of times you just don't see them, or you've seen some of their activity going on for so long, you just kind of ignore what's happening.
Yeah, I would say it's very important as a parent to have those conversations with your children. Just being open about it. Don't shut them down. I know sometimes youth, they get nervous when they think about having those conversations, but I try to make the point, I'm sure your parent would absolutely be more than happy to have that conversation with you, have that heart-to-heart. They want nothing more than to keep you safe.
Be able to keep communicating and, again, become aware of what your children
yep.
are doing. That's half of the, well, I'm going to say at least half the battle or even more.
Yes.
It's 'cause a lot of parents don't want to accept the fact that their mm-hmm. kids might be doing some of this. What about, I know prescription drugs, they keep showing up too, and I think we're having a take back coming up here in April one time. So those are some of the common things that still are around, still available, and kids are still getting involved with them.
Yep, they are. And fentanyl, which I'm sure we're all hearing more and more about, is a big concern too. That's been one of my more passionate substances to talk about to youth especially.
Well, that's just downright deadly.
Yep, it is. And it's scary because you could go on the DEA website and they have visuals for you that show real pills versus the counterfeit pills, and you cannot tell them apart. So I try to stress that to the youth. If you're at a party or wherever you're at, if someone's offering you a pill, I would strongly reconsider thinking about taking it because you just don't know.
Savannah Strahan's our guest on our program today, prevention coordinator with YSS, based mostly in Story County, but again, has the information, willing to spread it around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Imagine that. It was all about SAMHSA. Underage drinking. Savannah Strahan is prevention coordinator with YSS, works mostly Story County. And let's talk again. You mentioned a little bit about your curriculum. The one that really jumps out to me is peer pressure, of course. Again, what are some of the other parts of it again?
Yeah, so we have right now two specific curriculums I work with. One is Too Good for Drugs, and that curriculum we carry for grades 3 through 6.
Okay.
And then Project Alert is only for 7th grade specifically. And then next school year, we are offering a new curriculum called Catch My Breath, and that will be for grades 5 through 12.
So, and I mean, we're talking a curriculum educational process. So these are thought out well in advance. You don't just kind of pick them off the shelf here, I'm
right.
guessing.
We try to pick our curriculums from the Iowa Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. They have a list of curriculums that they approve, so we trust their judgment and try to pull from there. So these curriculums are all evidence-based, which is important because mm-hmm. it shows that they work. And then we just implement them in the school.
Do they build off like what you do elementary, then into the middle school, and then on mm-hmm. you continue to build on, like I said, the spiral kind of effect?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, good. She just says yes.
Yes.
Now, for you, though, you have to become familiar with all these. So, like, you're still in school. I mean, you get these, if you get a new or implement a new curriculum, mm-hmm. you have to learn how to use it.
Yeah, so we do go through training. Some are in person and some mm-hmm. are online. And then my college background education, I minored in substance use disorders. So this goes well hand in hand with that minor.
So keeps you right in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And the new things. It changes so much, though. You know, 2-3 years ago when you said vaping, people go, yeah, not a big deal. Now it's become a very big deal, especially among youth.
Yes. And we still don't have enough evidence either because it is still new into our world. So the more research we have, the better understanding we'll have as well.
So when say you talk vaping with middle schoolers and stuff, how far do you say these could be the effects? Because we don't really know yet.
Yeah. I like to compare a lot of things to cigarettes when I talk about vapes because we are seeing more and more similarities between the two.
And we still have tobacco prevention. That's
yes.
still there.
Yes.
It hasn't gone away.
No, it has not.
It's a never-ending battle, isn't it?
It is. I always feel like when you feel like you have your hold on something and people have education, like they're aware, yeah, this is bad for me, something new pops up and we're back to square one. Learning about that new substance or whatever it may be and learn how to teach that to our youth.
When you start talking prevention, to like the elementary, when you're into the elementary or into the middle school, does it surprise you at times when some will go, it's not that big of a deal?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of that has to do with home life sometimes. Mm-hmm. If our parents are models, if youth see their parents using some of these things, odds are they'll probably use them at some point in their life too.
So again, it's what the parents you see, what you see is
yep.
what you're going to end up doing. which does create, again, then the variety of other issues that come up afterwards. Savannah Strahan, again, is a prevention coordinator with YSS. Let's talk a little bit about, again, the information, because you said you are available to give presentations to others and let them know some of the things you're working with. Do parents ask, I mean, the different groups you get into, do you get parents that are a little surprised about, my elementary student, they don't need to know anything about this. Fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah. In Ballard East Elementary, in the beginning of the year, we had a parent night that allowed parents to come, learn about the curriculum, ask questions, and make their concerns. And for the most part, parents, I think, are understanding, knowing it's an important thing for their child to know.
It is a start of a way for you to get parents more tied in with them too.
Absolutely. And I love having those conversations with parents too, because sometimes they might have questions and don't know how to go about things and will come to me for help.
How do you talk about this? How do you bring up the subject and things like that? This is a program that's available. Again, you're working mostly Story County now, and we're looking to get more going in Boone County. And I know that's going to be, does it require getting someone to come over here? Are you going to need another prevention counselor? I don't know what all's being happened to you. I know you just coordinate over what's going on in Story County.
Yeah, whether it's me, and we do have another prevention specialist as well that could absolutely do some presentations in Boone County too.
So it sounds like you're pretty busy if you got to go to all these schools and, again, provide the education. And again, 10 weeks, if you're there once a week, that's a semester.
Yep. Yeah. So it's very intense, but I enjoy my work I do, and I love connecting with the kids as well.
So when you did say, oh, you're that lady that was here before, when they see you in the hallway and stuff like that, but do they remember and do they let you know? I remember what you taught us.
Yeah, specific lessons probably stick out more compared to others. But yeah, they'll be like, oh, I remember talking about vapes and some of the effects. And I like to tie in stories as well, because I find stories tend to stick better. So
they do. They hear that and they know. So Savannah Strahan, again, prevention coordinator with YSS, our guest on our program today. I appreciate you taking time to come and join us and let us know more about what's going on. Again, what YSS offers for prevention and prevention education. If parents, as you mentioned, would like to make contact, or if you have a group that would like to hear more about it, about the presentation, the information that you have available, what's the best process they can go through?
I would say email or call YSS specifically, and they can send their way to me.
Okay. You can go to yss.org and follow through that way. Pretty easy way to do that. Or again, even if they called the Boone office for YSS, they could get in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Too. So, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Very
interesting, all the new things. Because, what I remember a long time ago, certainly, is changed. It's not the same thing. There are so many more things, and a lot in social media, I'm guessing, even at younger ages, they're getting input on issues.
Yes.
Stuff that are issues.
Social media has a key component to youth and what they know and what they can access.
Again, Savannah Strahan's been our guest on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.